love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 152 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about what is pride.
Okay.
But first, Haunt Cub sent us a message on Mastodon. Love you guys, but you confuse Priscilla with Tu Wong Fu, which is the lesser movie in my opinion. Cheerleader and Paris is Burning are both worth watching. So I think he confirmed that we are no expert on movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Tu Wong Fu is the one that was Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, and John Leguizamo. That's the one that we got confused. So, yeah, I think they're both the same movie, just different titles. I don't know. We're probably completely off. So I'm sure we'll get corrected, which is okay.
Well, they probably are different movies with different scripts, but yeah, it's the same concept.
Okay. Drag queens.
Heterosexual actors playing drag queens.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. So.
We would have to watch them both, I guess, to compare.
Yeah. But he's recommending that we do watch Cheerleader and Paris is Burning.
So. And I think we decided that those were things that we wanted to watch.
I think so. Okay. Well, here we go.
How did Pride start?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you would probably be able to tell me. Like Pride Parade
so,
or
so Pride Month? Pride did not exist as a concept until gay people created it.
That's not true. You know that as well as I do. Isn't Pride one of the seven deadly sins?
Yes. And do you know why Pride is in June and not in November?
No.
Because Pride always goeth before the fall.
Okay.
I imagine everyone listening to this podcast already knows what Stonewall is.
I would hope so.
Do you know what Stonewall is?
Yes, I know what Stonewall is. Remember we talked about
it. Tell me about it.
No, I'm not going to be put on the gun like that. It was a protest in New York City at Stonewall, which was a tavern owned by the mob, and that was doing shakedowns on the gay community. And the police were doing shakedowns also. So, but it was a riot back in the 70s or 60s.
And probably only the second or third time that any gay people had said, we've had enough.
We've had enough, yeah. But it was in the 60s or 70s. It was the 70s, wasn't it?
No, because Pride stuff started in the 70s.
Okay. So Stonewall was before then?
Yeah, it was probably a couple of years before that.
I thought it was in the 70s. Okay.
But it was, well, let me say something. There seems to be a lot of gay people who are sort of removing themselves from transgendered people.
Okay.
They're kind of saying, well, the Trump administration is going after Trump trans people, and that doesn't affect me because I'm not trans.
Mm.
Well, it was drag queens that basically fought back at Stonewall.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in all this thing. We're in this together. It's not good that...
Yes. All sexual minorities should
be sticking together.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, that's
so okay. Don't send your trans friends under the bus.
No. Nope. Well, do you know any trans people? You do.
I believe so. We've actually celebrated Pride with a couple of them, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My coworker's son's trans. Mm-hmm. You've met him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you knew, you remember him or not. Mm-hmm. So, good kid. Really good kid.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's a shame that the 1% of the minority is being demonized.
And I think among heterosexuals, those who say, I've never met a trans person, is not telling the truth. They just don't know it.
Yeah, that's true. There was a thing on TikTok I saw this week. You know, it was a trans, formerly female, now male, and was mad because he was getting hit on by cis females. Because you have no idea that it was ever a female. Looked very butch, very, You know, yeah, there was no, you know, and it was like trying to figure out how to not be hit on by cisgendered straight women. So, because he's, you know, said masculine, lesbian, you know, this and that. So it was kind of cute. But an attractive man, very attractive man. So, okay. So Pride started at Stonewall then?
Well,
well, in our terms.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You know what I meant. All right. How do we celebrate Pride today?
In almost every major city, certainly in every state of the country, there is a Pride celebration of some kind.
For the month?
So I don't think anybody can say that it's not within driving distance. It's usually a parade, usually a festival, a lot of bar events.
Yeah.
A lot of drag queens, a lot of leather men, cowboys.
Yeah, all types. Yeah. Yeah, but mostly with parades and parties and get-togethers and still proms. They have proms, you know what I mean?
That's sort of a relatively new thing.
Is it?
Okay. It was to give people who didn't get a chance to go to prom the way they should have.
Be their true self.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's, I went to prom acting straight.
The only two girls I ever dated was the one I took to the junior prom and the one that I took to the senior prom.
What was your idea of dating?
Well, we went to supper first.
Yeah.
So that was a date.
No kissy?
No.
I wish everyone could see the look on your face when I ask you a question. You get so awkward. It's so cute. It's icky.
So, yes, I'm an AK.
You're an AK? What's that mean?
Never had sex with a woman.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something different. What did you call yourself the one time where you've never touched a vagina before? You think
Gold Star gay.
Gold Star gay, yeah. Ew. God. Oh, well. All right.
Can I celebrate Pride without being out?
I think so. I think
of course you can.
Anybody can celebrate Pride for any reason, I think.
And if you're not out, but you're spotted by somebody at the gay Pride parade, there's lots of heterosexuals there.
Yeah.
Especially the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes not the festival, because most Pride organizations have to pay for things somehow, so usually the festival, there's an entry charge.
Yeah.
Usually you have to buy a button
or, yeah.
And that button will usually get you into all the events all week long.
Yeah.
Kind of like our River Festival.
We haven't gotten our buttons this year, have we? Well, we should be getting them given to us, right?
We have a booth for our podcast at the festival.
Okay.
And it is supposed to come with two buttons.
Okay.
Since the festival will be like one of the last things.
It is the last one.
Probably won't get as much except admission.
Yeah.
But we have our own buttons, so we'll have our Gay Pride buttons and we'll have our podcast buttons.
Cool.
I also made us name tags.
I saw that.
Because the biggest question we get is which one is Bear and which one is Kura.
That irritates me because I think it's pretty obvious in the picture.
I suppose. Well, it's not like they're photographs.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if we're standing there together, you should be able to tell.
Kind of like heterosexuals who say, "Are you guys brothers?"
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Like the other day that happened to you.
No.
Yeah. Son. Is that your son?
Yes. The EMT who was with me in the ambulance to the hospital saw me call you and said, "Is that your son?"
Now you have to explain to people why you were with EMS.
Oh, was that this week?
Yes, that was Monday.
Monday or Tuesday, I think. Tuesday.
It was Monday.
I passed out at work.
Okay, because?
It was a combination of the vertigo that I've been suffering from and dehydration from diarrhea.
Okay.
One minute I was going to sit down at my desk, and the next minute I'm on the floor with everybody looking down at me.
Yep.
Had I been at home when that happened, I would not have gone to the hospital. But at work, there's just no telling them, no, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They let me, they heart carted me off on a gurney.
Better that than a body bag.
Or handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. You like handcuffs, don't lie. All right. Well, everything's better now, so you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We walked around all over the place. I got my 6,000 steps at the zoo today, so... I don't think I have the...
Stamina?
The stamina or the fortitude that I had a year ago.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get it back unless I continue to push the limits.
Yeah, you still scare me, though, when you get like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, just makes me nervous.
I see 90-year-old men with a cane pass me all the time when I'm walking, and it irritates me. So I think if 90-year-old men can pass me, then I can probably do better.
Yeah, but you don't know. There's just, I don't know. There's things that I worry about with you. I mean, you have these bouts, and then next thing you know, you're in the hospital, or today you didn't really do very well and you're by the end of the walk either.
I was just tired and had to sit down a lot.
Okay. I just worry about you, that's all. Unless you don't want me to worry about you.
You can worry if you want. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
What do I wear to pride events?
Oh, and up to you. There's some pride events people don't wear anything.
I was going to say, as little as possible.
Yeah. So, really, I mean, anything that you want to. But, yeah, you go to some bigger cities. There's just birthday suits everywhere.
Hmm.
So, which I don't think is appropriate.
I think that's probably San Francisco, because public nudity is allowed in that city.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's probably not in most cities.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think, I mean, to each their own, but to me, like, pride events, stuff like that, a lot of them are becoming family events. And I don't think that that's appropriate. I think...
What about the guys who are wearing leather harnesses?
That's what I mean. I think there has to be some sort of... and I know this isn't going to go over well, but I mean, there has to be some sort of decorum when you have to be aware of your surroundings. You don't go to Disney World...
Mm-hmm.
Half naked, you know what I mean? And if you go to this pride event and you see that there's a bunch of families there, put some clothes on, you know what I mean? And then later on when you're at the bar and everyone's drinking and having fun, if you want to take your clothes off there and it's at a bar, do it then. But, I mean, there's a lot of kickback from people around pride events if they don't take their families there anymore because things just get out of hand. And I think that's too bad.
So, since we're on this slippery slope...
Oh, here we go. I'm going to be the bad guy now.
What about drag queens?
Drag queens aren't showing their...
Sometimes.
Well, then I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think... I mean, I don't think the nudity should be there. I mean, if you're going to... You're trying to make it a family event, then make it a family event. And I mean, it's not...
There are people saying that children exposed to... drag queens are being groomed for sexual...
That's bullshit, but, you know, that's...
That's their way of justifying that they don't like pride.
No, I know. They're going to come up and pull anything out of their ass. Mm. You know what I mean? They'd rather fight pride than guns in school. So they can kiss my wet Irish ass. But no, I mean, I just think there should be some sort of... you don't agree with me?
I think of it kind of like gay Mardi Gras.
Okay.
You see all kinds of adult behavior at Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And families take their kids to it.
Okay.
I don't think people should have their genitals out. Don't think people should be giving blowjobs on the street.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever seen that at Pride anyway.
I mean, I've seen videos of stuff like in San Francisco, stuff like that. But I mean, I know it's extreme.
I've seen videos that were done by porn companies that were pushing the envelope.
Hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen it on the evening news.
No, no. But, yeah, I just, And I know a lot of people do it for shock value, but there's a time and a place.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I just know that I'd be disappointed if I, you know, say I brought my niece and nephews to Pride one year and I turn around and there's two dudes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It just...
So, it's okay at the Pride events at bars, but not at the parade.
I would. That's, I know that's kind of hypocritical, but in a bar, at least you're in an adult,
okay,
setting.
What about the festival that we're going to be at? That is in an enclosed place.
But it's part of, kids are invited, right? Kids are included.
Sure.
Yeah. So I mean, then it, I think a lot of it has to do with common sense. If you don't want your,
not so common.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if you don't want to see your like little sister and little brother witnessing stuff like that, then you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to win your little ones to see it, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Just because they're not your little ones, doesn't mean that you should have carte blanche and do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little couth. Mm-hmm. So, but no, I have nothing against drag queens or you know what I mean. I just think there's a time and a place. And,
sounds like it.
So, okay. Where are we at? What do I wear to Pride events? That's what we just did. How do I find the nearest Pride event, Pride parade?
I looked on Google yesterday.
Okay.
And Google knew where I was.
Okay.
Somehow. I don't think I had logged in, but maybe it knew by my IP address or something.
Okay.
It knew that I was in Wichita, and it says the gay pride events for this month or at these places.
Okay.
So it was really easy to...
So go to the Google machine?
Yeah, to figure out where Pride is.
Well, good. I know last weekend was Kansas City's Pride Parade. Last weekend.
Mm, so. That's usually a big one, but it's not as big as Oklahoma City's.
Yeah. That's right.
There's well over a million people at Oklahoma City's Pride events.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's very impressive, and it's very empowering to know that you are there with a million other people.
Hmm, I bet.
That support you.
That's good. Must feel really well.
So,
really nice.
I guess no matter what the size, I'd say go.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't really seem like your thing, go to be there with other people, I guess, show strength in numbers.
Mm. Well, why haven't you taken me to Oklahoma City yet? I'm not laughing. I want to know why we haven't gone yet. I'd like to go down there and see it. All right.
Can I go to Pride alone?
Of course.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
I would say, if you go to Pride alone, you probably will meet and make new friends and never go alone again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, you make friends there. Everyone's very friendly to the Pride events that I've been to. So, it's like you said, strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have things in common.
There is a very... not only supportive, but very empowering feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely agree.
Can I bring my family members to Pride?
Of course.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Just don't go to the San Francisco.
Just don't go to the bars.
Yeah. But yes, of course you can bring your family members to Pride. I recommend it.
And in cities of our size and larger, there's a lot of different Pride events. There's not just the parade and the festival.
Mm-hmm.
Cities have movie festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Rodeo.
Gay rodeo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All kinds of things.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else they have. Just all sorts of stuff.
Last year, they had Pride at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
They had Pride at the art museum.
Yeah. All over town.
The library.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think there's quite as many of those this year because of DEI.
Probably.
I know that a lot of corporate sponsors did not step up this year.
That's too bad.
Including the company that I work for.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. A lot of people didn't step up. We don't have to. So, that's too bad.
Definitely go to your Pride this year and go to the festival and pay your $10 or whatever, because they're not getting that money from corporate sponsors this year like they have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And Target has always been supportive of gay rights. They always have a Pride collection every year of merchandise that you can buy. And this year, they're not supporting any cities anywhere, yet they still want us to buy their Pride collection.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And not this year.
Really? Well, good. I thought they didn't even come out with a Pride collection this year.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
I think you can see it online. They probably don't have it at any of the stores.
Yeah, probably not.
But they can... I'll just keep my money.
All right. So where are we at now?
Are there traditions I should be aware of?
I don't know of any traditions.
I'm trying to think at the festivals. Are there there's usually lots of drag queens.
Mm-hmm. Performances.
Various performances, yes. You don't... The health department is almost always involved. We would see Dr. Sweet once a year. She had her AIDS outreach programs.
I'm looking. Okay.
And I have seen line dancing.
Oh, okay. And the drag kings.
Yes, drag kings.
Mm-hmm.
We've never talked about drag kings before.
Mm-mm.
Drag kings are women who dress up as men, not necessarily transgendered.
No.
But it's the idea of illusion, like drag queens.
Yeah.
A drag queen that's good enough, you wouldn't know that it wasn't a woman. Well, drag kings.
The same thing.
Some of those guys are hot. Until you realize it's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, there's not any traditions per se, but I guess, you know, you can start your own if you want.
Yeah.
So.
Get a group together and say, we're going to go to, I don't know, get corn on the cob and at the Pride Festival. And there's always food trucks.
Mm-hmm. And bar trucks, stuff like that, so.
Yes, bar trucks. That is something I have only seen at Pride. I've never seen at any other kind of festivals.
Oh, really?
Huh. Have you?
Well, yeah, just growing up.
Unless it's like a wine festival.
Well, concerts and stuff like that.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, normally not at parades, but I mean, this really isn't at a parade. It's at the thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah. So, yeah, there really isn't. I mean, yeah, it's like I said, just start your own traditions. Be proud.
Hmm.
So.
Speaking of, the next question.
Do I have to drink to celebrate Pride?
No, you do not.
Yes, you do. No, you don't. No.
Every once in a while, I hear somebody say, I don't like to go to the bar because people pressure me to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I also hear, like, teenagers who say, my friends pressure me to smoke.
Okay.
I remember as a teenager, other teenagers would ask me if I wanted to smoke, and I would simply say no.
Mm.
And that was always the end of it.
Mm.
Nobody...
forced you.
Yeah. And I think it's the same way at bars. I mean, they have Coke at the fountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You always have your own... You know, you lead your own life, so you have the ability to say yes or no. So
don't stay home because you think there might be some drinks there.
Yeah, you know, I can get it though. If some people have a problem, they might want to avoid the bars then.
Yes.
So
I can see that.
You know, if you have a problem with alcohol, then avoid. Don't put yourself in those situations.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's nothing I'm coming up with new or anything like that. It's just.
And I suppose those people can say, I was pressured.
Yeah.
But probably not much pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't put yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, who belongs at Pride?
You.
Me, just me?
Just you and me.
That's it.
No. Everyone.
Everyone. Gay, straight, bi, trans, everybody.
Now, during the AIDS crisis, I could not say that.
Really?
Because Reverend Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church was not welcome at our Pride.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, well, rightfully so.
And I think in these Republican-leaning times, we're going to have other groups similarly protesting at Pride.
Yeah.
Typically, when the police find out about some counter-protest, they show up and rope them off into a separate area to keep them from bothering people. Yeah. There are some ministries who the preachers will go into the Pride Festival with their Bible and start spouting stuff, but everybody just makes fun of them and points and laughs.
Mm-hmm. Kind of makes a mockery of them.
Mm-hmm.
Good. They deserve that.
Yeah. What if I'm queer, but I don't want to celebrate Pride?
It's up to you. You don't have to if you don't want to.
You don't have to, but I would urge you to.
Yeah. It's something you need to experience.
For instance, my doctor is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Never goes to the local Pride. He will sometimes go up to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And I have to keep saying there's power in numbers. If you don't do anything all year long, just go to the parade.
Yeah. Show him.
Be there.
Yeah. Well, he's always been like that, though, hasn't he?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, some people just don't like the crowds and stuff like that, but teach their own.
Yeah, I guess.
But like you said, there's power in numbers, and it is a good feeling.
And at the parade, I mean, you can walk half a block away and get out of the crowd.
Yeah.
Just because you're at the parade doesn't mean you're necessarily gay, so, you know, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Is that all we got today?
That's all we have.
Do you have a joke for us?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
What does my favorite gay pride button say? And I know you know the answer, but just pretend like you don't.
I don't know it.
What you is don't it? Actually know?
I think I do, but I'm not going to ruin it for you.
It says, if men were meant to be fucked, they'd have a hole in their ass.
So all men are meant to be fucked. All right. Smart ass. All right, we're done.
That was my best-selling button when I did buttons at Pride Festival.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You used to sell quite a bit of buttons, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
This was episode 152 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.